Summer is the season for momentum, and for manufacturers, momentum needs direction. Stoke RGA delivers a growth blueprint backed by execution, not guesswork. We work where the work happens, driving impact from the plant floor to the boardroom. See how at StokeRGA.com.
And welcome to New Manufacturing Insights, the official podcast of Insight Publications and the Northeast Wisconsin Manufacturing Alliance. I'm your co-host, Kate Bruns, Manufacturing Editor at Insight. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Anne Franz, Executive Director of the Alliance.
Hello, and thanks everyone for listening. This episode is sponsored by Stoke RGA. Stoke RGA. Align your team. Accelerate your growth. Learn more at StokeRGA.com.
So we come out every Thursday, but we are taking next week off for the 4th of July holiday. But if you're looking for something to do on July 2nd, might I suggest registering for the 16th Annual Manufacturing First Expo and Conference at manufacturingfirst.com?
Yes, great idea. In case you missed it, we had this year's keynote speaker on our show last month, which got me really excited for the event. And there's always updated information about the lineup at manufacturingfirst.com. We can't wait to see everyone at the Rush Expo on October 28th.
And speaking of events, this spring at NUMA's Future of Work Summit, which is always a great event, and good job.
Thank you.
I attended a breakout session on the kind of scary subject of using AI in hiring. And wouldn't you know, just a few days after I attended that session, I applied for a freelance assignment that interviewed me with a robot.
Oh, my.
Just as our guest today, Mark Leopold, described in our session as common practice now at places like Amazon and probably a lot of other places, too.
AI is being used everywhere, so it makes sense that it's coming into the world of HR. But I'm sure this sounds a little intimidating, if not downright crazy, to some of our listeners. So we wanted to invite Mark onto the show to talk a little more about this topic and the Northeast Wisconsin hiring landscape in general. Mark is the owner of Express Employment Professionals in Appleton and Oshkosh, and he's with us in the studio today. Mark Leopold, welcome to New Manufacturing Insights.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Mark, tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to become the owner of Express Employment.
Yeah, so I've been in staffing since 2010. I started my career in medical staffing, so recruiting travel nurses, kind of worked my way up the corporate ladder at a company here locally as well called Total Med Staffing. Left there and was just exploring options, always had kind of an entrepreneurial spirit, found out that there was an actual franchise that could get you back into the staffing industry, and met the Green Bay owner of Express at the time, and he referred me into the business and started out with opening the Appleton franchise in 2017, and then we opened the Oshkosh franchise in 2022.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I worked in staffing too.
That's right.
And it was such a great opportunity to really be able to work with so many different businesses and people and making those connections, which is so gratifying.
Yeah. No, it's it definitely, there's something different every day in staffing for sure. It is the people industry to the max. So
That's for sure.
Yep.
You work with employers and job seekers every day. So what are the biggest workforce challenges companies are facing right now?
Yeah, I think especially in manufacturing, it's definitely just that skills gap widening. Obviously, we're talking about AI, and that you know, goes hand in hand with automation, and everything is getting more advanced, more technical, more computerized. And so just that skills gap that has existed for a really long time is just continuously widening. And then I think the other biggest thing has been just the economic uncertainty that we've had. Election years are always weird for hiring. People are kind of holding off making decisions. And it's been an extended election year with all the tariffs and just, you know, different things happening in the world that business owners are having a hard time predicting anything right now, myself included. So it's been very, you know, just hiring decisions can feel very permanent. And so I think people just have been very hesitant in making those hiring decisions. So
are you seeing the labor market softening a little bit? I've read that's a trend.
Yeah. I would say the last probably 2 or 3 months, especially in manufacturing, people are hiring again, for sure.
We've had too.
Yeah, we've had a lot of companies that we haven't worked with in a long time coming back to us. So yeah, I would say this second quarter has been very positive to see things trending in the right direction.
So how has the hiring landscape changed over the past few years, especially for manufacturers and skilled trade?
like I was talking about, this year has been hopefully a little bit of a bounce back year. You know, since COVID, it's been weird. I think right before COVID, it was kind of everybody had slow and steady growth in mind. And then COVID hit. And then there was this COVID or exodus of workers. And then obviously the boom of just, hey, we need people as fast as possible. And then 2023, kind of almost an overcorrection happened. And it, like I said, then we got into the election cycle. I think in general, just over that time, our job seekers have really become more like consumers. And, there's, you can go out shopping for a job just like you go shopping on Amazon. There's lots of jobs out there. I say it's kind of like, you know, when you're buying a car, it just seems like, you know, you see that car once you buy it over and over again, and you don't have that awareness until you're looking for a job. Because of that, job seekers are really looking for things to happen quickly. They're looking for just transparency during the hiring process, want to know a lot more up front, more educated about the process, and then just they're looking for convenience as well. So some of the systems, you know, that I kind of talked about at the Future of Work Summit, help with that. Sometimes it hurts. All those things makes things seem a little bit less transparent. I mentioned just how manufacturing is evolving, but I think also as a manufacturer, it's important to market that it is a lot different in that, you know, I think people think of manufacturing as dirty, loud, and a lot of the places that you walk into, especially around the valley here, they're not that way. It's surprising how clean and how, quiet and evolved they are, really, and it just continues that way. So
you were on the medical staffing side, and then when you went to Express, you've worked a lot with manufacturers?
Yeah, mainly manufacturers. Yep. With Express, when you're, an Express franchisee, you kind of mirror your market, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so this area is very heavy manufacturing, and that's who we've done the most business with, for sure. So
great. Well, so let's get to the AI of it all. At the Future Work Summit, as we mentioned at the top, you talked about utilizing AI in hiring. Do you recommend people do this? And if so, what are the benefits to a company of utilizing AI agents in the hiring process?
Yeah, you guys mentioned AI is scary. And that's why I started using it in our hiring processes, is definitely fear-based. just seeing as where, what we do as a staffing company, how is AI going to impact what we do and the service we provide? And so really decided to educate myself and implement whatever I could as fast as I could to, obviously with caution. But I think the biggest positives we've seen and reasons to implement it is just that speed to the candidate. When we have a job posted, someone applies to it, they are getting a response as soon as they apply. And granted, it is not from a human, but it is when they apply, which can be at any time of day.
Better than getting ghosted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the number one complaint of job seekers is I applied to 100 jobs. I haven't heard a single word. Anybody who applies with Express, they're hearing right away and engaging in a conversation if they choose. So it always asks if they're available and then it will start that conversation. We haven't really implemented it, but there are products and things out there that will actually schedule interviews for humans. We do that initial screening process, and then we still have our recruiting team scheduling for themselves just out of convenience. Everybody's busy. but also it creates consistency in the screening process as well. You can have, five different recruiters do things five different ways. Depending on your prompting, you'll have your, AI tools doing the same things and capturing the same data. After hours stuff, recruiting is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week business. And so this allows us to do that without having our people have to be on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then, it does automate the recruiting process as well and moves it along so that people aren't sitting there waiting what's going on.
So how specifically have you implemented it? Then I'm hearing you say it's basically for the screening process and then the auto responses as they're kind of shepherded along.
Yeah, really it kind of starts with the, first step of, when we get a job from one of our clients, taking, what we get from them as far as what they're looking for, as well as their job description and making it to an attractive post. We use, just different types of AI for that. And then We actually use a company that aggregates our posts out to job boards, and they use different AI functions to do that as well. And then, yeah, the screening process, we haven't implemented, there are express offices that have, we haven't implemented a voice option yet. It is just a texting option or texting AI screener. But a lot of offices are having success with the voice one. And so, like I said, just kind of automates that whole process.
What was the process like of trying to find the software or the tools? I imagine there's something new coming on the market every day. AI recruiters.
There is. I kind of, when we decided to go down the AI train, I told our team, like, the times of getting used to a tool and using that tool for several years are done. We're going to be consistently vetting them, seeing what's out there, learning them. So just get used to training. It's going to be training all the time. We're actually changing our Express's internal ATS and CRM tool here at the end of June. So it's going to be another tool for everybody to learn and how these different tools that we're already using integrate with it. So I think that's a lot of industries and a lot of the work world right now is you got to be a learner. Sure. You have to be willing to learn continuously.
So what efficiencies have you gained? Obviously, people are getting acknowledgments in the middle of the night and you don't have to do that. I mean, obviously, you must have then more time to learn new technology because of the time you're saving on that.
Yeah. You know, and the biggest thing has been, we were able to place the first quarter of us putting this all into place, we were able to place more people with less actual interviews. So our team was interviewing more or better people who better fit the job sooner in the process than they were before. So I think that's been the biggest efficiency that we've gained. A lot of just the administrative functions being automated too. Just clicking a button and generating a job post has been a big time save as well. And so for us, we really, we're trying to gain better relationships with the people we're putting to work. And so that allows our recruiters to spend more time doing that.
What, I guess, besides the constant learning of technology and implementing technology, are there other pitfalls or concerns that you've encountered about using these tools?
Yeah, AI, there's always going to be concerns. And you always have to, especially now in the stage that we're in, you have to have human oversight. I think the biggest pitfall you have to watch out for in recruiting and in the employment world is just bias. Depending on the tool you're using, it's tied to the internet. There are inherent biases out there on the internet that certain types of people are fits for certain types of jobs. Mm-hmm. And so you just really have to have oversight to that. We don't have our AI doing any sort of decision making. It is only data collection. And then it gives summaries, more or less. It doesn't do any, actual decision making for do we send this person or anything like that. So that is probably the biggest thing. It makes mistakes. It has told people wrong information before that we've had to correct. So I think those are the biggest things you got to look out for.
Yeah. What is it going to take, I guess, for people to get in a mindset shift that this will be just part of the hiring process and that the AI agent is really an employee and, part of the process, but not exclusively the process?
I think probably the biggest thing is that ghosting, right? I think if people are starting to see their job seeking process be more enjoyable, be more transparent, be more moving forward. I think then, people will start to see that. Like you said, you went through the process. I don't know if it was positive or negative when you went through it, but I think it does. AI in general is just in every form of customer service, and recruiting is a form of customer service. And I think we had a consultant come do a talk at an Express conference, and she said, when high tech equals high touch, it creates high impact. Mm-hmm. So I think as long as it doesn't replace high touch, it will be a positive.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's the adage of like AI is not coming for our jobs; it's just coming to make us more efficient at our jobs, so we can focus on the human aspect.
Right. Right.
It's mm-hmm. not going away. But you, I do remember you saying in that breakout session that you've heard that Amazon employees, in some cases, do not talk to an actual human until they show up for the first day of work. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. I have heard that just from people who've gone through their yeah. process. I haven't personally gone through that, so I don't know if that's 100% true, yeah. but we've just had people who've come through our interview process and have told us that, you know, mm-hmm. hey, actually didn't talk to somebody until I showed up, until I walked in the door. So.
But we were joking around before the show about it, but I mean, it's really true. It is going to be like, am I talking to a person? Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of the question over your head in a right. lot of aspects of life going forward. But mm-hmm. if the AI agent is trained to understand what you're looking for, it is an efficiency, right?
Yeah. Okay. We had a situation where we had to buy some tablets, and we bought the wrong tablets. And so I had to get new ones and return them. And I was getting new ones from Best Buy and returning to Walmart. And I had to deal with AI in both processes. Mm-hmm. Best Buy's was not that good and was not helpful. And Walmart's was super helpful and really good. So I think, you know, yeah. it depends on the scenario, too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think you're going to have people who hate the hiring process with AI in some instances and some that love it. So.
Mm-hmm. So someone's listening to this and they're an HR leader, they're wanting to maybe start to look into this. What advice do you give them, and are there any specific tools that you could name check that they might want to look into?
The first thing I would do is learn about AI before implementing any tools that will interact with job seekers. There's a lot of cool resources out there just to learn about AI. The biggest ones that I have found and I found them by asking AI where they were. But LinkedIn Learning mm-hmm. is a really good source. And through that, actually found a course of AI for leaders through Microsoft and Generator that I took. And part of me implementing some of these was, as part of that course, you do a use case, basically a use case mm-hmm. implementation. And so I kind of doubled on my project and my business, and it worked mm-hmm. out really, really well. As far as like tools, any job board that's out there has AI functionality in it. It just kind of matters how you're utilizing it. So if most employers are posting with Indeed, there's a lot of Indeed AI functionality. You might just not have it turned on. LinkedIn, I mentioned too. LinkedIn, a lot of businesses use it for recruiting. Mm-hmm. There are AI functionalities. And I just posted an internal position for us on LinkedIn. And there's more functions on there than the last one I posted a few mm-hmm. months ago. So they're always updating and evolving. There are more in-depth ones than others. But, I think, like I said, it all really kind of comes down to what you want to use them for. And like I said, some offer that interview scheduling. Do you want to go that far? Do you want to still manage your calendar? So it all kind of depends on what you're looking from those tools.
Well, and there are tools that make it a lot easier for the person who's applying, right? Because you don't have to retype your resume into a questionnaire. It uploads the resume and populates the answers. So, I mean, at some point, probably mm-hmm. job seekers are going to be expecting some level of, you know, technology that makes their life a little bit easier too, right?
Yeah, and I do see, right, I hear often fear of our job seekers using AI to
right.
inflate
and
things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are. I think, I don't think on the manufacturing side we've seen it as much, but I know in the tech space, you know, they're using that stuff all the mm-hmm. time every day, and they're the experts in it. And so they're going to use it to their advantage for sure. At the same time, you know, being able to utilize AI in your job is going to be an important skill mm-hmm. now
right.
and in the future. So
right.
if you're using it to gain the job, you know, there might be some benefits in that as well. Yeah. So,
you know, AI is not going to go away.
Mm-hmm. No.
And we really need to embrace to learn about it so you know what questions to ask, as well as understand its shortcomings. It hallucinates.
Yep.
If you're not a very good prompt engineer, so to speak, writing good prompts, you're not going to get the right information out. So we also have that training with LinkedIn Learning, and 4 hours gives you a good overview to start going down this road, because you're going to have to.
There, though. Don't start with using it to hire people.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Learn a little bit.
And there's a lot of LinkedIn Learnings about it, mm-hmm. And it starts really basic and gets really granular too. Mm-hmm. So I did the 30-day free trial of the whatever you need to do to get the LinkedIn Learning. Mm-hmm. And I just took as many courses as possible. I ended up keeping it, and I'm still paying for it. but I was like, I'm going to get this through free for 30 mm-hmm. days, and I'm going to do as much AI learning as I can.
Sure. Right.
But yeah, it ended up paying for it now. But
well, as we conclude our show, we always conclude by asking, what is your best leadership insight?
There was a saying that was said to me a long time ago, and I think about it every day as I'm leading our teams, and it's just, don't let your environment affect your attitude. Let your attitude affect your environment. So I think that's been, you know, biggest thing, just, you know, it, especially like we talked about the in the people business of staffing, there are ups, there are downs, there are highs, there are lows. And so, you know, being able to, you know, check your attitude first, and let that affect the environment around you and your team that you are leading versus the opposite of letting what's happening around you affect your attitude, which then obviously affects your team. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Mark, it was a pleasure having you on today's show. Thank you so much for joining us on New Manufacturing Insights.
Yeah, pleasure as well. Appreciate it.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. As always, we would like to thank Woodward Community Media for production support and Stoke RGA for being our 2026 podcast sponsor. New Manufacturing Insights is distributed by Spreaker with new episodes out every Thursday, except next Thursday. Mm-hmm. We hope you all enjoy your 4th of July holiday mm-hmm. as we celebrate 250 years for the United States. So they only have 230 years on you, Leanne, with NUMA, so you're going to catch them, right?
Exactly, I'm
okay.
trying.
Okay. So our next episode will be out July 9th. And until then, everyone,
bye.